You're listening to TJ Talks. This podcast probably is going to contain a lot of explicit language, so you're forewarned.
Welcome to TJ Talks. I am Judd.
And I'm Teresa.
Hey.
Hello.
Can you believe it? Midweek. Here we are. It's exciting. Oh,
thank God. Well, later than midweek.
Yeah, that's true.
It's Friday Eve.
So, you know, I remember, you know, everyone's all hyped up about the mic thing.
I love that thing. You do. I'm so enamored with that camel and that whole thing. It's ridiculous.
Well,
I do love it. I think it's very clever.
Well, I am posting tomorrow another picture of Sergeant Joe Friday, and I'm going to do another meme of him, and it's just going to say my name.
Okay, that's funny. I like that. All right.
Say my name.
Sergeant Joe Friday is fun, but who knows that besides us and the oldsters? Like, nobody knows who that is.
Well, I mean, come on. Who's buying insurance?
Everybody has to have insurance. It's abomination. We all have to have insurance.
Oh, that's true.
Car insurance, health insurance.
You know,
nobody ever talks about that with the, you have to have car insurance, but everyone's bagging on the you have to have health insurance law.
Well, that's because it's not a right. I mean, it's a privilege to drive, not a right.
Okay. So it's a privilege to have health insurance and be not, alive versus...
It's not a privilege to live. It's a right to live. You have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Okay, that's going to blow my brain up. So we should talk about something else.
It's totally. You know what? When it bleeds, it leads. I think that's the term that we use here. So we usually start...
Yeah, hard-hitting news here, right?
We do hard-hitting news because, well, that's what we do occasionally.
Because we're part of the 24/7 news cycle.
Yes, and we have a lot of stuff to talk about. We have like six topics. I guess I should run down the topics, huh?
Do that. Do your thing, Jed. Do your heavy lifting. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Sip of wine.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about the Christie Gate, and we're not going to get into the whole using gate at the end of a scandal thing.
Been there, done that.
I think everybody else is doing that. And while we're at it, since that's in New Jersey, we're going to just go across the bridge to New York and talk about the Bill de Blasio scandal.
And this is the one time I do not agree with Jon Stewart. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, okay. We'll kind of leave it there and we'll talk about it when we get there. Right. And then we're going to get into some other fun, more little fun stuff here with the new movie Her coming out. We're going to talk about the 17 signs you're in a serious relationship with your iPhone/tech device.
We have to come up with a name for that. Like, there's homosexual, lesbian. You know, like, what is the name for being in love with your tech device?
Technosexual.
Technosexual. I like that. I can't say it, but I like it. Okay.
And then coming back a little bit from the little bit of, I think, humor to something serious here. 10 scientifically proven ways to be happy at your job. So that's... maybe helpful for people. We'll talk a little bit about crazy national days that fall on your birthday.
And the whole national day thing is out of control, but we'll talk about it.
There's like 66 national days. We'll cover a few of them and laugh about how crazy it is. And maybe if
who
we
thinks of this stuff and who decides that it's the national day? I've never voted on any of them. Have you?
No.
Yeah, we'll debate the nationality of that.
Yeah, Oscars were announced today, the nominations for all the different stuff. So we'll touch on that just a little bit.
A little bit. We have to touch on the fact that we have to see all the movies.
Yeah. And then finally, to wrap it up, I'm going to talk a little bit about my half marathon run because I ran the Disney World Half Marathon.
So, congratulations.
Thanks. So that's
you should post your medal.
I should post my medal. It was exciting.
It is exciting.
Big medal.
And then I'll post my 5 medals.
Oh, man. Wait till next year and I'll get 6 all in one weekend.
All in one weekend. We're going to talk about that because that's ridiculous.
Yes, I know.
And you already don't even know what you're doing. So, okay.
I'm an insane man. Dopey.
All right.
Let's get into it. Christie Gate. We'll start with Christie. Governor Christie is being... he's being investigated, but there is an investigation in New Jersey underway over the fact that a major bridge that connects New York and New Jersey, George Washington, but George something, bridge.
A bridge, yes.
Was shut down. And it was a political, believed to be a political deal. And there's an email trail that links the, goes all the way up to the governor's mansion. Although they, although they can't necessarily prove the governor had anything to do with it. But the gist is that someone, the belief is basically like this. This mayor of the city didn't want to support or endorse the governor in his reelection campaign.
Right. So they were sort of penalizing this little district or whatever, right, by making it trafficy.
Well, so some people suggest that maybe it went down like this. You know, if something should happen to that particular mayor, I wouldn't be too upset about it. You know what I mean?
Right, it is Jersey. Yeah, sitting down. I hope you're sitting down because, you know, drama in New Jersey and potentially scandal.
Right.
Okay, I think he knew, or even if he didn't know, he is sort of responsible. So he's, in my opinion, done what he had to do now, right? He's fired the people involved.
Oh, yeah.
And Chris Christie is an interesting guy, and I am not conservative. I'm not a Republican. I'm not any of those things. But for whatever reason, he doesn't bother me, and I don't like myself very much for that. I wished I didn't like him. Mm. How do you feel about him? And I'll tell you why I don't dislike him in a moment.
I think he's, well, you know, a lot of Republicans don't like him because they think he's a rhino.
Okay.
Because he supports things like gun control, and there's other stuff that he's pretty.
But he's very conservative. He doesn't support gay marriage, which I don't like.
Right.
There are things about him I don't like. I should clarify my earlier statement. Mm-hmm. But there's still something about him.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Okay. You know, those are minor things. But socially, social programs and stuff, he tends to be more liberal, relatively speaking, about.
He can be, right? Which I guess I kind of like. I don't know.
So that's why he has that kind of the following, is that, you know, we're going to clean things up and we're going to make things more, you know, fiscally sound and all, and until your state gets, you know, destroyed by a hurricane. And then,
all of a sudden he's got his hand out to the government, right?
Right. You know. Yeah. I mean, I'm not complaining. I mean, as a taxpayer here in Florida, we get hit by hurricanes and we put our hand out. And I think that every state that has a disaster should. That's part of the coming together. That's basically like insurance at the federal level.
Right.
You know, so we do it.
So what do you think about him and his physical stature, which is always commented on, right? Mm-hmm. He had gastric bypass surgery and he's losing weight.
Okay.
But he's not thin by any means, and he's going to be, I think he'll always be a big guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, in fact, he made a statement when he was talking about the scandal when it first broke, that he got the phone call about it right after his morning workout, which I have a soft spot in my heart for chubby people. I think I bond with them and I feel their pain. So in that regard, I feel like I don't want to dislike him because he's fat. Because there, but for the grace of God and any scale, go I. And that he's trying to do the right thing about his health and his body. So I like that about him. He's trying, right? Mm-hmm. And then here's the negative and the not negative. And this is why I'm a complete fence sitter and a total douche. But here's the deal. He can be an asshole, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I am secretly jealous and mad about that all at the same time. Like, I've seen the clips of him being kind of bullyish and being an ass and being derogatory to people, and I don't appreciate his stance on homosexuals. I don't. I also appreciate someone who's afraid to just call us, or who's not afraid to call a spade and say what he's thinking, even if I don't like it. I don't hate that. I'm in a total quandary about it. How do you feel?
Well, you know, I just don't care about this guy, to be honest.
So he's not your cup of tea.
You know, he's just not on my radar, other than if he runs for president.
Well, he's going to run for president, so he's going to get on your radar.
Not anymore, he's not.
This, I think he's going to.
This totally did him in.
I don't think so.
At the end of the day, it's going to just look like corrupt Jersey politics.
Here's why it's not, and this is me going on record saying, because now all they can talk about on the right is Benghazi. And who's the figurehead at the top of the Benghazi pyramid is Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
So she's going to go down like, you know, a Tampax and a commode, and she's going down for Benghazi.
Not. You know why she's not? Because people don't even know what a Benghazi is.
It's yes,
like,
they do.
It's like, God bless you, you know. Benghazi, God bless you. I mean,
I think it's going to be stirred up equally. This is my opinion. I could be totally wrong, and I hope I'm wrong because I don't dislike Hillary either. Mm-hmm. I should just shut up. But I don't want him to be president, but I don't dislike him either. And then did you hear the pundits this weekend, and what's his name, was saying that when poor manly men like Chris Christie speak their mind in this feminized nation that we live in, I'm sort of, you know, pseudo speaking what the real quote was, but they're making it out that he's a victim because everything in the world now has got to be politically correct. Mm. And I don't believe that, but I do appreciate that he speaks his mind. So I don't know.
Well, I definitely think that if you want to hear some really good commentary on it, that people should tune into the Political Gab Fest this week, because David Plotz really talked a lot about what politics is all about, and that we need a little bit of, I don't want to call it corruption, but, you know, people that know how to wheel and deal and do favors for people. And
we need some Frank Underwoods.
We do. We need some
Frank.
We need Frank Underwoods.
First of all, he's hot, right? You can't go wrong with Frank Underwoods.
Right. But that's how that's how things get done.
Sadly, it's true. And either are we jaded to want to believe that, or we just are realist enough to know?
Mm. Yeah, that's a good question. That is a very good question.
I don't know. I
think we need to move on from this Christie stuff to go to the real, true political scandal of our day. And that's really in New York.
Yes.
In fact,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I heard some story that Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York, said he'd prefer to trade scandals with the governor of New York.
Oh, can you imagine the heat that he's taking from this?
Yes. No, he didn't say that, but but it would be funny. Yes, apparently the mayor of New York, who is Italian, was caught on film eating New York-style pizza with a fork, a la Trump style.
Okay, a la Teresa Roosevelt style, because I eat pizza with a knife and fork,
do it.
Whatever. I don't care. I don't like to use my fingers. What's wrong with not using your fingers? And I do not like Jon Stewart because he ribbed the hell out of Donald Trump, whom I don't like. And I was glad when he did it to him. But I don't appreciate eating pizza with my hands. And so I always use a knife and fork. And I'll tell you a funny, unflattering story about me. I travel a lot for work. You know this, right? And I was at a hotel in, I don't know where, San Francisco or something, and decided to order room service where they bring food, you know, like an outside chain. Yeah. So I ordered pizza to the hotel room, and it came, and they didn't bring a knife and fork, and the pizza sat in the box, I'm not joking you, for at least an hour, because I thought, I can't eat it. I can't eat it without
a knife and
fork. Wait. It's true, Judd. Okay. I am that ridiculous.
Now I have to know this. Snickers, knife and fork?
I wouldn't eat a Snickers with a knife and fork because you can put the wrapper around the bottom of it and not touch it. I don't eat tacos. It's a weird thing, and I don't know why, but pizza is a very personal thing, and I always cut it with a knife and fork. Mm-hmm. And I only like thin crust. It'd be one thing to say I eat it with a knife and fork. It was always Chicago style where it's 3 inches deep and cheesy and whatever. No. Thin crust from Pizza Hut. It's literally a saltine with tomato juice on it. And I can't get enough of it. So, and I can't touch it with my fingers. It's weird. I know it's not okay.
Wow.
So I feel for de Blasio in the same way that I feel for Donald Trump. I don't like pizza with my hands.
Really? You see, so if someone made a pizza glove, would you go with the pizza glove?
A pizza glove. I like this. Okay, I haven't thought about that. I'm do it. I don't eat ribs with my hands or fingers.
Yeah.
I don't eat fried chicken with my fingers.
No chicken wings with your... You don't touch food, huh?
I don't eat chicken wings anyway because they're messy and I don't need that.
Wow. Do your kids?
My kids do. They're not affected by my craziness, thank goodness. Okay. But it's just me. It's just something I don't agree with Jon Stewart on. I think people should have personal pizza preference, and whatever you want to do for partaking of your pizza, I think you should be allowed to. That's just me.
Yeah, well, the George reference is from Seinfeld, where George Costanza is at one of those meetings at the Yankees, and he has a Snickers bar and decides to eat it with a fork and knife.
That's funny. I don't remember that Seinfeld. Where the hell was I?
I don't know. Well, I will have to send you. I'm sure there's a YouTube link to that.
I'm sure.
So let me write that down.
Yes, you can flood my inbox with that tomorrow.
With a fork and
are you weird knife. About any food, though? Isn't there any food that you find weird that you don't do the normal way?
You mean that I don't eat it the way... Well, I don't eat Chinese food with chopsticks ever.
Well, that's fine. I don't do that either. So I guess I have taken American a lot of ribbing from friends about my pizza habits, and I'm still standing by it because it's what I like.
Now, apparently the fork has been placed into an evidence bag and is being auctioned off. The de Blasio fork is being auctioned off for charity, and they're raising awareness and money for something.
So I'm going to stand with de Blasio on this one.
All right. Well, let's go from our hard news stories.
Yes. Riveting as they are.
On to more important things, such as the 17 signs you're actually in a serious relationship with your smartphone. Many of these stories that we're talking about now are been posted to the TJ Talks Facebook page. So if you're a fan of our Facebook page, you can also see links directly there. So we'll just kind of go through maybe a few of these and talk about it. One thing is, great movie. I don't know, great, but we'll find out. It's apparently done very well. The movie Her. It's got great ratings, great reviews. Stars, is it Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin Phoenix, not being crazy.
Yeah.
So. For the first time, yes. And what's her name? And Scarlett Johansson's voice, right?
Yes.
And she sounds amazing. Like, she just... I'm in love with her, right? Like, I want to date a device that has her voice in it. So, yes, I will need to see the movie imminently. Although, it got shunned at Oscars, right? It didn't get nominated.
Yeah, it didn't get nominated. It got great reviews from the critics, but just the...
And we'll touch on that a little bit, I'm sure. But, okay, so I know you.
Mm-hmm. You do.
And I know me. And I know we don't ever leave the house without our stuff, right? Our devices.
No.
And I know me, and I think I know you, and would have a small panic attack if we got more than 100 yards away from them, right?
I don't think I could go on anywhere without the damn thing. I don't know what, going on an airplane trip is, oh my God, really? Oh my God.
You really have it bad. I have it bad, but I think you have it even worse.
I might.
And what is it? We're not important, Judd. It's not like anything is happening that's of major importance, but God dang it, I enjoy my phone. I like the connection. So sue me.
Number one, so you sometimes forget that there's a world outside of you and your baby. There's a picture of people standing in line at the Chick-fil-A, and they're every one of them's looking at their phone.
Well, you notice that, right? You go to restaurants or a coffee shop or whatever, and that's all people are doing is looking at their telephones. Mm-hmm. And I'm usually one of them. So I don't disagree that it's an absolute necessity to have a phone. I think it's true. Should I put it down more? Should I look at it less? Yeah, probably. And when you see these pictures, when 90% of the people in the picture are looking at their device, it does make you think that we have a little bit of a problem. And this picture in particular, and it is up on the TJ Talks page, like you said, it's young people. These are 19-year-olds, and they're all glued. And oh, you yeah. know how hard it is to quit that addiction. So
mm-hmm.
The next generation of kids is screwed.
Oh, totally. You never find yourself tempted by outside flirtation. There's a picture of this guy. He's looking at his phone. And
this super hot girl is dancing around and having a good time right in front of him, and he can't stop looking at his phone.
Nope.
We've all been there, right? I mean, we've all been there on the dinner date or the dinner or whatever, and it's like, okay, can you put your phone down now? And I get it. I do it too, so I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it is what it is. And we do get sucked into it.
I'm moving down to number 4 where it says, you and your smartphone like to get together with other couples, but you never end up talking to anyone else. And so here's a bunch of people sitting around, looks like a poker table.
Yeah, playing dominoes or something. Yeah.
Dominoes. And they're all, every one of them is looking in their phone. None of them are interacting with each other.
So what do you think about that whole concept of, if I'm having a conversation with you via text,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sitting across the table from somebody that I'm having coffee with, a friend of equal status as you, right? Mm-hmm. You're a good friend, and I've got lots of other good friends that I can see in person day to day. Like, why is it rude? Is it okay? If you physically walked into that coffee shop, I would talk to you then. So you popped a message on my phone. Why wouldn't I talk to you then?
So, okay, I'm going to tell you a great story. So I went to this work event, and there was a bunch – I just randomly sat down at a table, and there were some other people from my work there. And one gentleman was extremely talkative, talked about himself, wouldn't give a word in edgewise to anybody else.
Okay.
So I was sitting there for a while, finally got a little tired of listening to his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to take out my phone and disengage.
Fair enough.
And, you know, I think that's what happens is, you know, you finally, like me, I'm an extrovert. And I like to talk to people. I enjoy engaging. But if I find myself put in a position where I want to be introverted, my phone allows me to do that, to become introverted.
But what social obligation do you have to deal with an asshole? Right? Like you said, that guy was being sort of a blowhard.
Yeah.
And so you tuned him out by picking up your phone. Mm-hmm. Did he get the message?
Oh, he was very insulted.
Like, oh, he was. Oh, okay.
And tried to shame me for doing it in front of everybody at the table. Yeah.
So if he wasn't an asshole, but just talking about something you didn't want to talk about or whatever, yeah. Like at what point do you have a social obligation to stay connected? He might be a bad example because maybe he's not a great guy, but mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, do we need to put our stuff away when we're dealing with humans and having human-to-human contact?
No matter what?
Right.
No matter what?
I don't know. I can't do it. I'm not saying that we – I don't know. I'm just saying it's difficult.
I think that only if you have a relationship of like a work power thing, that's your boss, and he's taking you out to lunch – yeah, you don't whip your phone out.
So in a power situation, you wouldn't do it.
But if it was just a bunch of us coworkers all at equal status going out to lunch, hell yeah, I whip my phone out. I check my email. I check my Facebook. I check in at the place we're eating. I'll tweet a little bit. I'll check an email. You know, heart a couple Instagram pictures. Then I'll put my phone away. But usually I try to minimize it to just a couple minutes of phone time comparatively to the entire time that I'm out. You got to eat.
Right. No, I agree. No, I'm absolutely not absolved of this sin. I partake of my phone too much at my family's expense, at my own personal expense. I look at my stuff more than I need to. So mm-hmm. I do enjoy air travel because I do feel like that's the one entity of time where I don't feel beholden to this little device. But of course, the moment the three wheels touch the ground, I'm turning it on so I can get, you know, what's happened. And I don't know about you, but when you turn on your phone after having been on a plane and you're waiting for it to, you know, sync up or whatever, and then you get those buzz, buzz, buzz because stuff happened. I don't know why I get off on that. It's just crazy and it's not okay. Mm-hmm. But I do.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. So, All right. So what are some of the other signs that you're in love?
Oh, I love number 9. Your family can't judge you because they're also smitten.
Oh, every single person in this house has more earphones than they need to deal with. We have earbuds coming out of our earbuds, right? Yeah. Like nobody can listen to anything. I have to repeat myself 700 times because everybody's plugged into something.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, tonight to do the podcast, I borrowed the headset from my kids from the game. It's like, oh, we got to unplug it. Like, yeah, you have to unplug so mm-hmm. I can plug.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, they're all a Christmas card where all 4 people in the family are glued to their device, whether it's an iPhone or who knows what it is.
So, okay. So somebody who's checking their device at work for email or doing something, maybe even business appropriate mm-hmm. versus somebody playing a game of solitaire or poker or whatever. Who has more credibility?
None of them have any credibility.
So if you were in a meeting with somebody and they were checking their email, mm-hmm. fine. But if you're in a meeting with somebody and they're playing poker on their phone, you'd be more pissed about the poker guy, right?
I think it's just the lack of attention, period. There's nothing.
Well, disrespect.
It's all the same in my mind of level of disrespect.
I think the guy who's checking his email gets more credit than the guy who's playing poker.
If it's a company phone. If it's a personal phone, you don't get any. It doesn't matter what you do.
Okay.
There's not a text message. There's not a phone call. There's nothing that you should be getting to distract you from your daily duties as a employee. Although we know that there totally is, and that your family will call you if they can't get you on your cell. They'll call your work phone number. Or they'll call whatever they got to do.
Right. How many times a night do you check your phone?
Maybe I'll look at I've been waking up at about 1:30 here on the East mm-hmm. Coast, and I'll check mm-hmm. it then. And I'll play a couple games, boards of something, or I don't know. But
yeah.
I don't really get to, I try not to wake up too much. Maybe I'll Yeah, we'll talk about 1 o'clock. Yeah, 1:30 in the morning.
Need some coffee.
Oh my god. No. Usually I just kind of look at the lock screen to see what kind of notifications I have, and then I just go back to bed. That's usually what I do.
I do. When I wake up in the middle of the night between 2 and 3, which is a general time for me, mm-hmm. I look. It's the first thing I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've usually got something, like a Words with Friends move or a Twitter or, I don't know, something that I don't need to see, but I do absolutely look for it every time.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know what to do if I didn't.
Well, you know, I mean, the first thing I'm doing is I'm looking at my phone because I want to know what time it is.
Don't you have a clock?
No.
And you don't wear a watch either. You're a total.
Yeah, see, I'm totally in love with it. So,
all right.
Let's see. What other things? Like number 16, you never want to fall asleep alone. The two of you cuddle in bed for hours. and number 17 is probably the best one, is the best picture of them all. And if you still question your bond with your smartphone, just remember you've reached the point where you can poop in front of it. There's a picture of 2 people sitting in stalls at a bathroom, and you can see their hands, the shadow of their hands on an
holding
iPhone.
Their phone,
yes.
Right.
Which is classic.
That was a fun, I don't know if it was a Twitter or something I saw that said, you know, hey, I just played Words with Friends with you and I pooped or whatever. And it's like, oh no, that's what people do, right?
They totally are doing that. You know they are.
Oh, Judd, I play you in Words with Friends. I don't want to know that.
I didn't say I did that. I just said I know people.
But we all do.
Stop that.
God, we're not on, you know, FaceTime the entire time.
All right. So I think that covers that. Well, if we see the movie Her, we'll talk about that at another point in time, I'm sure.
Yes. We're going to see all these movies this weekend.
Yeah. Number 2, scientifically proven ways to be incredibly happy, not just at work, but in general.
All right. I love lists, right? Like, yeah. I live for lists. I make lists. I read lists. I do lists. Mm-hmm. And when you sent this, I thought, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to learn something new. I'm going to feel something life-altering.
And you knew all of this stuff, I'm sure.
And I knew it all, and I don't do any of it. So maybe I'm not incredibly unhappy, mm-hmm. but I don't know about you, but I am looking for balance or zen or whatever it is to be peaceful. I don't know if happy is the right word because I wouldn't say I'm unhappy, but I am looking for some catch-all for feeling better, and I want these things to work.
Mm-hmm.
And when they give you tips like exercise, 7 minutes could be enough. Well, not when you're a fatty like me. It ain't enough. So you got to do more than that. And I understand what they're trying to say is, you know, when you're having a rough moment, get up and stretch your legs and do this or do that. No, I need to work out for an hour and a half and sweat like a dog and then still barely lose any weight. I that doesn't make me happy. And 7 minutes is never going to get me anywhere.
Well, there is a link to the 7-minute workout thing. So,
And I'm not doing that because that's not doing anything for me. And I don't appreciate these assholes submitting it forward as if it's going to be something good. It's not. It's not enough.
All right. How about number two? Sleep more.
All right. Tell me something I don't know.
All right. Moving on.
But wait.
What?
Okay. We have similar lives, right? Okay. I guess I want to sleep more.
Yeah.
But I can't. I sleep what I sleep when I sleep because this is what I have. How do you sleep more when you can't?
I just can't get a full night's sleep that's full 8-hour block. I'm waking up in the middle of the night now.
Because if you're looking at your iPhone or because you're what's waking you up?
I don't know.
Do you have to pee? Are we of that age now where our urinary system is all fucked up and we have to get up all the time?
I'm just done sleeping and I wake up. It's like, okay, wake up time. And then I go, well, did I get enough sleep? And I look and I go, oh my God, it's 1:30. I got 3-4 more hours of sleeping yet to do. And then I try to go back to bed. Yeah.
So sleeping more is an option. Mm-hmm. I'm fortunate. My schedule is pretty normal, as is yours, right? Like, I'm generally home in the evenings or ready for bed in the evenings, 10:30 or 11. Would you guesstimate that's your normal bedtime?
10, 11 o'clock, sure.
All right, yeah. So you're winding down, right? Mm-hmm. And so then you go to bed, and then whether you get more sleep or stay up and watch TV, I don't know. I don't see sleeping 8 hours never happens. When was the last time you slept for 8 hours?
Wow. I don't even know.
Right? I was 20, I think. I don't think that's ever happened.
I know it didn't happen on the submarine.
So does 6 hours and 15 minutes account as more sleep? I mean, I just don't. How do you get more sleep? And I don't think you can bank sleep.
Well, I know that there's a guy at my work, and it's not me that sleeps, so.
During the day?
We'll be in a meeting, and it'll be eyes wide open.
Wide open? That's awesome.
It is. It's crazy awesome. And you can touch him. Like you felt like that moment of people, you feel like you're falling. Ah!
Wow. Okay, that's awkward.
Yeah.
I don't know what's worse, checking your phone or falling asleep in a meeting. Either way.
So number three, spending more time with your iPhone. I mean, with friends and family.
Friends and family. So staying in touch with friends and family is one of the top five regrets of the dying. And I just saw a TED talk by somebody about she worked at a hospice and was talking to people who were on their deathbeds and hours or days from death. And what were they really most lamenting about their life, right? And this is one of the things, spending more time with friends and family. But here again, how do you do that? I mean, unless you invite them to come to bed with you, I don't know how exactly you do that. Mm. Right? I mean, as awkward as that might be for your family, and friends might be fun, but you never know. I don't see how you spend more time that you don't already have.
Well, I think that's where Facebook and things like that come in, is provides you at least some interaction, social interaction there. And if it means make a phone call every once in a while or whatever, you know, if you can get a chance to get for coffee.
Please know that I'm not trying to say that I don't want to do these things. I want to do all these things. I want to spend more time with friends and family. I want to sleep more. I want to exercise for 7 minutes and beyond. I'm not negating the value of the ideas here. I just feel like I don't know how to make these things happen. And if I could, I would do them already, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, yeah.
But nope. I do think it was interesting the points they make about how the friends and family relationships, there's a study that was done that equated it to a monetary value. And it's over $100,000 worth of yearly income, quote unquote, mm-hmm. to have a strong relationship or have strong relationships with friends and families. And can you put a price tag on that? I don't know. It seems it's a weird study.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
So, yeah. No, I agree with you. I don't know how you put a
Money tag.
You don't
price
put a
tag.
Money on friends and family.
Yeah. You know,
it's not possible, in my opinion. We'll just kind of go through a couple of these real quick because we want to get through this because we have a lot of stuff to still talk about. Get outside more. Happiness is maximized at 57 degrees.
Is that Celsius?
No, that's Fahrenheit because 13.9 degrees Celsius.
I'm teasing. Yeah, I mean, are you happier outside though?
If it's sunny. If it's
you live in Florida, when is it not sunny?
Well, sometimes we got, you know, crappy rainy weather. It comes in through the monsoon. Yeah.
All right.
Help others. 100 hours a year is magic. So if you spend 100 hours volunteering a year. I don't do a lot of volunteer work these days, but I guess it's, you know, there's a lot of satisfaction from that.
Is there? Sorry.
I donate.
I sound pretty Seinfeldian, I think.
I donate blood.
Okay, so you donate blood. I think your Toastmaster stuff is giving back to the community. You're helping people. Yes, it's a paid. I mean, you pay to be a Toastmaster, so it's not mm-hmm. charity work. But I think that helps other people. I think there's value to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Volunteering's great, but we're busy.
Practice smiling, reduce pain, improve mood, think better. Practice okay. real smiles.
I do this all the time. I smile. All the time. I think it's, you know, important to smile. I think it's my social obligation mm-hmm. to be optimistic and pleasant when I'm out in the world. I wish 1/10 of society felt that, don't you?
Yeah.
But yeah, that we should all burn some calories being a little fucking happier, and we'd be much more better off as a society, don't you think?
You know what? If you are having a down day, let me tell you the app that you need to download and look at if you're having a bad day.
What's that?
iFunny.
iFunny. Okay.
iFunny. You download the iFunny app. Right? Hold on. Let me look here real quick. Cause,
is it cartoons? Is it jokes? Is it?
It's all sorts of like internet memes and jokes and all that kind of stuff. Here we go. So I have it here on my phone. And
it's to turn that frown upside down, right?
Oh, you'll turn that frown upside down faster than you can imagine. Let's see.
I'll have to get that. You know, every once in a while you struggle with a day and things get you down. And I don't like to be a gray cloud to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Friends and family understand. And so it's okay to, you know, be yourself in front of them. But in general, if I'm in a bad mood and I go to the grocery store, I don't need to be nasty to the clerk just because I'm in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. I have a responsibility to be a decent human being to this person. It's not her problem I'm in a bad mood, right? And I don't think enough people have that sense of obligation about it.
Mm-hmm. The other one is there's a couple of these kind of iFunny oriented websites. A lot of the stuff is things that you might see on Facebook already, but it's just the funny stuff.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of cool that way. Right. So you can scroll through that. And
all right, I'll look at that. I always love that kind of stuff. I love humor. I listen to the comedy station on Pandora. Mm-hmm. I try to find the fun in every bad situation.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good one if you're looking for some fun. iFunny is really good, and so is that one. I think there's a few other ones, too. Let's see. Where's the one that you... There used to be one where you could make your own memes with iRage and... all that kind of stuff. So if I can think of which one that one was,
I would use that.
I will forward that to you because that one was really, really funny. Anyways, so right. Let's see what else.
So what else did they say?
We got to plan a trip, even if you don't take one.
Right.
So, yeah, that is kind of exciting. You do feel better. Maybe that is an uplifting thing, you know.
So planning a vacation you're never going to take is going to make you feel better? I do not agree. I'm sorry. I want to talk about a dream cruise that I'm never going to go on. That's just going to make me more upset.
Really? I buy a lottery ticket and dream for a day that I might win. I feel pretty good for the day. And all it cost me was $1.
Well, okay, but that's a lottery ticket. That's not planning a cruise or a trip to Vegas or, I mean, yes, I want to talk about the next trip to Hawaii that I'm going to make because I've never been, how amazing it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to swim with dolphins and I'm going to surf the, you know, killer waves. I'm not doing any of that. And that doesn't make me happy. It just makes me feel bad that I have never been.
Oh. Okay. How about meditate? Sorry. Meditate. Rewire your brain for happiness.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And when was the last time you were ever able to do that?
I don't know. I do space out, though, a lot. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, no, it's not the same thing. Meditation is concentrated disassociation. And I think spacing out is just Walter Mitty daydreaming, right?
You know, so. I am Walter Mitty. Totally.
Okay, so I've tried a little bit of meditation, and I've done the hypnosis thing. We talked about this on the show, right? And it is very therapeutic. I really think it purges your brain, which I love. But here again, do you have the 45 minutes to an hour to do it every day? Maybe not so much. And when I want to do it, when I'm in traffic, I can't do it. I can't disassociate my brain. So that's a frustration.
Move closer to work. A short commute is worth more than a big house. That I believe.
Okay, I live in a small house, and I walk from my bedroom to my office every day, and it doesn't matter. So I'm blowing holes in your article here.
Practice gratitude, increase happiness and satisfaction.
I guess that's true.
Well, here's the best part, though, at the end. They wrap it up. One quick final fact. Getting older will actually make you happier.
I'm going to agree to disagree.
All right. Well, there's your 10.
I sound like a total biatch on this thing. I just want real answers. I want the list to say, know that everybody's ridiculous and that you're okay. I just want that list. No one will print that.
All right. Maybe that's what we got to do. Print our own list.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
All right. Shall we transition on?
Please segue.
Segue. Absolutely. Well, you know, because we all look for those things that make us happy. And when you feel the moment and you think that there's something you really are interested in, what do? You make a national holiday out of it.
Right.
And apparently there's a lot of these national days. And let's see. What is today? It is January the 15th? 16th.
Mm-hmm. 16th, yeah.
So today, in case you didn't know, is National it's actually Hot and Spicy Food International Day and National Nothing Day.
So my question to you on these national days is who decided that?
I don't know. I just did a Google search on National Nothing Day, came up with a Wikipedia article on it. Which, as we know, is the source of all knowledge in the world.
Everything that's right with the universe, yes.
It's an event proposed in 1972 by columnist Harold Pullman Coffin and observed annually on this date since 1973 when it was added to Chase's calendar of events. It's not actually a national holiday as that requires an act of Congress.
So the ones that do say national are Act of Congress days.
Apparently, that's what they're supposed to be. And it is sponsored by Coffin's National Nothing Foundation, which is registered in Capitola, California.
Okay.
Interesting. And yeah.
Okay, when you look at some of the days, yeah. I'm looking ahead to some of the other months. And you have this link on the TJ Talks page, right?
Yep, sure do.
National Battery Day, National Chocolate Mint Day, Hootie Hoo Day, Be Humble Day, International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. I just don't get it.
How about Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day?
So what day is your birthday?
August 4th.
August, right?
Yeah. Right, which is Twins Day Festival.
Oh, now I'm sure you'd like to celebrate your birthday with some twins, right?
I'm telling you, how do I get that lucky? Double my pleasure?
My birthday is German-American Day.
German-American Day.
So I don't know what that means. I think I don't like that I didn't vote on any of these days. I don't like on some of the national days that already are that I didn't vote on them. I don't know.
I want you to know there are no Jewish days.
Uh-oh.
No.
Really? No Jewish days. Well, no kosher day, no nothing.
Oh, you know what? That's a good one. Kosher. Let's see. Nope, no kosher anything.
No kosher.
Is there a deli day?
A deli day.
No deli day. But there is, I think there's peanut butter jelly day. There's a peanut butter lovers day.
There is a submarine day.
There is a submarine day.
Oh, March 17th.
April 2nd is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Just want you to know.
All right. I like that idea. I think it's fun.
April 7th, though, is No Housework Day, and you better comply.
Nice.
And let's
see. But do they recognize the real high holy days, like Steak and Blowjob Day?
Oh, let's see.
March. Steak. What is that, March 14th, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. No, that's not on the list.
According to them, March 14th is National Potato Chip Day. So, sorry guys, you're out of luck.
Well, I wonder if Valentine's Day is listed.
Ruffles have ridges, but you're not getting a blowjob on that day, so.
No, Valentine's Day is not on this particular list.
Well, no, and that makes sense. It wouldn't recognize actual holidays.
Yeah, actual holidays are not on the list. But, March 8th is Be Nasty Day.
So what does that mean?
I don't know. But
I guess you can leave that to your own devices, right?
You know what? I'm going to Google that. They should have had a link to everything on here so you could find out what
they should,
meant.
So you could check them out.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm finding out a little bit of that information. It says, court, it just says, disgusting, filthy. It doesn't really say. I don't know how that even became a...
I'm sure it means be nasty, like be, you know, use foul language. It's not going to be anything fun nasty.
But
you can do what you want with it. Make it your day.
I'm thinking. You know, it's like there's International Talk Like a Pirate Day. That's on the list, of course.
Right.
Let's see. And
I like the list. I think it's fun, right? And when I'm having a crappy day, I'm probably going to save this as a highlighted site, and I'm going to look at what it really is, and it might help me.
May 11th is Twilight Zone Day.
Oh.
And let's see. Wow. And
yeah, Juggling Day, Eat Your Vegetable Day, Ice Cream Soda Day. I mean, come on, who doesn't love that?
Donald Duck has a day.
Donald Duck, yeah, I love Worldwide Chardonnay Day.
But Mickey Mouse doesn't have a day.
Which is in May as well, although I don't know that they recognize it here. So that might just be my day. Never mind.
How is it that Donald Duck got a day, but Mickey Mouse didn't get a day and Disney didn't get a day?
They get enough days. All right, let's move on.
Move on? Have we killed this topic?
I'm done with this day. What is tomorrow, though?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow is going to be the 17th.
All right.
Blessing of the Animals at the Cathedral Day. So that's St. Francis of Assisi Day, right?
I guess that would be it.
So if you have a pet, take them to be blessed.
Mm-hmm. And apparently there's a Winnie the Pooh Day after that, just to get my little Disney thing in.
So they've got plenty of Disney references.
Plenty of Disney references.
There you go. All right, what's next?
All right, so we talked about that. Oscar nominations.
Uh-oh.
The big thing for me, I've been watching this, and they've got the list out. If you go to the website out there, Best Picture, these are the Best Pictures. The nominees are American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, 12 Years as a Slave, and The Wolf of Wall Street.
I'll probably see almost all of them. I will not see 12 Years a Slave, only because it'll be too sad. I can't take it.
Huh. Is this a different Steve McQueen?
Correct. Of course it's a different Steve McQueen. Gentleman. He's an African-American gentleman.
Yeah.
And he's not Steve McQueen of, you know, Cool Hand Luke fame.
I know. I was like, what the hell? It was stealing the Steve McQueen name. What are you doing?
He's not stealing anyone's name. His parents gave him a name of Steve McQueen.
That sounds a little suspect to me. All right. I'll go with it anyways.
I think I've seen a couple. American Hustle was amazing. Uh-huh. Gravity was really good. I'll see more, but I know I won't see 12 Years a Slave because it'll be too tense and stressful for me. I'm sure it's amazing. If it wins, I won't be disappointed. I can't watch all the depravity and negative. I just can't.
I think what I'm going to do is AMC Theater over at Downtown Disney here in Orlando does a deal where for 2 days you can see all of the Oscar-nominated movies.
Nice.
They just run them. You get a package deal. It's a special event. So I'm thinking I'm going to do that. And
that's a good idea.
You start early in the morning and you just, you know, blow through all the movies.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because movies that I don't want to see, like Philomena,
yeah,
I don't see that movie, but it's nominated, so I should probably see it.
You know, but
maybe it'll be good. I don't know.
But, I'm not sure if I want to see Captain Phillips, let's say, or do I want to see a movie? Well, the only one what have I seen so far? I've only seen American Hustle.
All right. You didn't see Gravity?
No, haven't seen any of the rest of them.
The
Wolf of Wall Street was on my list to see that. It's a 3-hour-plus movie.
With 500 F-words. I can't wait.
I know.
I'm going to see that this weekend. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Dallas Buyers Club looks like it might be sad but good. I don't know. I love Matthew McConaughey and his hey, wow attitude. I can't get enough of that. I'll see that.
So, actor...
And the August Osage County. Okay, so you were upset because your girlfriend, Emma Thompson, didn't get the nod.
I'm upset that she didn't get a nomination.
All right, but Streep.
I think she definitely did very well in... Of all the movies, it's like if they didn't get an Oscar... Well, that's not true here, because... Meryl Streep got a nod, but the movie she's in is not... Well, is it August?
No, that one did not get nominated for Best Picture.
Didn't get nominated for Best Picture. But
so was it just that we got to nominate Meryl Streep because she was in a movie brigade? Like, that seems to happen a lot, right?
Let's see. Cate Blanchett was in Blue Jasmine. Was Blue Jasmine... That wasn't nominated.
But that's such a great movie.
Is it?
It's so good, if you haven't seen it. She's really great in it.
So, but the other three.
But it's Woody Allen. They won't nominate him. They don't like him.
That's okay.
Yeah, he's, you know, blackballed.
Right. And now all the actors come from movies that are Oscar nominated.
I'm rooting for Jonah Hill in supporting role. I think he's very fun. I think he's very talented. I think he's underrated because he plays in these movies that don't play up his greatness, right?
Right.
But when he's up against Bradley Cooper, I don't know that he's going to win there. And Jared Leto, I hear, is great in Dallas Buyers Club. It's going to be who knows? When we get closer, we'll feel more, probably. We'll have better ideas.
Mm-hmm. And, I do think, though, that Amy Adams was awesome in American Hustle.
For being braless alone, she needs to win Best Braless in a category because...
That should be a category.
It should be a category, Michael. Could you not stop staring at her boobs? I mean, she's amazing. She looks great. She looks really great. And I get it. She's, you know, of that age and she's supposed to look great. But God damn, she looks good.
But can you just say to me, come paint me like one of your French girls?
All right. What about Oscars? We'll have another Oscar pick. We should have an Oscar bet or something.
We should totally. We'll do that. We'll work up that for what? How soon do we have to do this?
It's in March, right? We got some time.
We got a little time. Okay.
Yeah,
so send us your thoughts about who you think is going to win some stuff.
And who's going to be on the In Memoriam reel.
Yeah. Oh, that's the most important thing.
The in memoriam, the world's most saddest popularity contest based on the claps. We lost two today, right?
Oh, you know what? That's not on my list here to talk about. We should totally talk about it.
We have to talk about it because we didn't put it on our Deadpool. We missed both of these opportunities.
I know. The professor. Can you believe it? The professor from Gilligan's Island kicked the bucket today, along with...
Ben Kincaid from Partridge Family.
Yeah. So the guy who was the band manager on the Partridge Family. He died today, too. So both died on the same day.
Sad. Sad day for TV.
Definitely if you're a classic TV watcher.
Right.
So, and apparently, Professor was really a cool guy. It wasn't like he was just some, you know, jerky TV personality that nobody liked after he disappeared. Apparently, he was very beloved. He'd go to all sorts of events and... He was signed autographs and was friendly and did, he could have been another George Takei.
Well, he was riding the gravy train.
Is it Takei?
Whatever. Was Gilligan's Island, right?
Yeah.
And good for him. I don't blame him for doing it.
No. I guess he went to college campuses even, and they used to call him Professor.
Nice. Did he get an honorary degree somewhere?
I didn't see that in any of my stuff.
But it's my goal in life, get an honorary degree that I haven't earned.
Every college you go to. Professor,
it won't happen.
Professor of Islandology. Something crazy.
All right.
Okay.
Meanwhile, two missed opportunities. So maybe we should take a moment right now. Can you come up with a TV star? / pseudo celebrity that could go in your Deadpool now and will allow a late entry into the game.
Is the guy who played Dr. Bombay still alive?
Dr. Bombay. Isn't that Terry something or other? He was the voice of Mr. Hiss, wasn't he?
Let's see here. That is Bernard Fox.
Oh, never mind.
And he is... hold on. Of course... Actor Bernard Fox. Let's see here. So. He's still alive.
Okay, so Dr. Bombay is going on your list.
He's going on my list.
And I'm putting Abe Vigoda on my list.
Oh, is he? He sure is, right?
He's alive. He's like 90 years old.
Wow. 86 for Bernard Fox.
Okay, 86 for Bernard, and then Abe Vigoda, Fish from Barney Miller.
Okay.
All right, so we got two late entries into the game.
Classic TV.
I like it.
Heck, I would have put, what's his name? Although I understand that Oscar winners live longer, right? Isn't that right? If you win an Oscar, you win longer than an Oscar loser.
Totally makes sense.
So Bruce Dern, he should be on somebody's list.
No, he's going to be fine.
Oh, is he? Damn
it. He's fine.
Man, he's a crazy old guy. So anyways, our last thing to talk about is that I just did a half marathon run at Disney.
Woohoo!
Walt Disney World. Ran from Epcot Center to Magic Kingdom and back.
What time? So you ran through the parks, obviously they weren't open.
Right.
Isn't that great? I love that.
It was cool. And I ran with a friend, and she was dressed up as Mary Poppins, and I was the Dick Van Dyke character, the chimney sweep. His name was Bert.
Bert.
And so we had a good time. We were dressed, and I ran in way too much clothes.
Did you ever do a run in that costume before you went out?
No.
Oh, see, that's not good. You got to do a dress rehearsal.
Let me tell you, it wasn't bad. I mean, it was just a vest, essentially, and a hat. The hat didn't fall off. I thought that was going to be a problem. No problem. In fact, I would run with a hat next time.
I've done, like I said, 5 of these.
Yeah.
So when you do your 5th one, we'll talk. But seriously, I mean, people doing their everybody wears costumes. Mermaid costumes, Mike and Sully costumes. I mean, it's super fun. The Disney runs are super entertaining. So if you're interested in doing a run that you don't care so much about, oh my God, I got to sweat and get a personal best time, the Disney run is for you.
So have you ever dressed in a costume?
I've never worn a costume because I know myself. And first of all, I run at a glacial pace. So I don't run very fast. And I'm just looking to finish. And if I were to add a tutu or any kind of headgear to that, it would never happen for me. So I don't do that. Although, you know, we have all these grandiose plans now to do the one next year, right? In my brain, I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to dress up like Belle or some bullshit princess and look amazing at 45 years old. And I don't think that's going to happen either, but I'd like to think about it. So
hell yeah.
We'll see if something fun can happen.
I want to dress up as a princess. I mean, come on. Who doesn't?
It is fun because the crowd will cheer you on. I'm sure everybody was calling Bert out to you and making comments to you, right?
More to her than to me. I don't think people knew who I was.
She was really cute, so that's a problem. You got to run with some, when you run with me, you'll be fine because she was much cuter than I am. So people will recognize you. For
I just need to be a more recognizable character. That's all it comes down to.
You can be Mike. I'll be Sully. How's that?
Okay. I'll be one big eye. I'll be a green M&M.
I'll be a giant 8-foot, you know, furry blue monster because that's costume I'll fit in. But it's fun. Disney races are great, and I think we should do them. Now, tell everyone, you made it through 13.1 miles. You've trained for several months, so you did that very well.
I did.
What plan do you have for next year? Because it's not okay.
It's not okay?
No, it's not. Tell the people what you're going to do.
Well, I'm going to run the Dumbo Double Dare in September. Well, it's August, September. And that's in California.
Uh-huh.
And that will get me 3 medals. I will get one for the 10K, one for the half marathon, and then I will get what's called the Coast to Coast medal.
All right.
And then after that, I will continue my training onward for the January time frame, which I will be running the Dopey Dare, or the Dopey Challenge, which is a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, and then a marathon.
I don't think you really have thought about this well enough. And I think you need to really put some – I'm being honest with you, Judd. I think you need to do a marathon now.
Yeah.
Or train for a marathon within the next 3 to 4 months, which you could do because you're at a good pace right now.
Yeah.
And do the marathon. And then once you get through a marathon, then you can tell me about how ready you're going to be to do a half marathon the day before and then come back and do another 26 miles. It's like birthing a baby. It's not – I want you to be successful. I just want you to be real, and I don't want you to be in a hospital.
Here's the deal about this Disney half marathon. Most people walk the damn thing.
You finished in 3 hours. You did great.
You think that's a pretty good time?
It's a very good time, yes.
So we were like, you know, we felt – both me and Sean – that's my running partner, and she's
20 miles essentially. I mean, you did with the crowd of 20,000 people.
Oh yeah,
I get it. And then okay, so you weren't tired the next day.
We went, and I pushed her to the limit. I took that girl to Epcot Center. We went to like just about every ride you could go on and do everything you possibly could squeeze in.
All right.
And, yeah.
You did the very next day and you were fine.
No, the same day.
The same day. You're crazy. I want to be you and your stamina level. I can't. I know that generally after the Disneyland half marathon, we go to a friend's house locally where a friend barbecues extensive amounts of meat. We drink tons of wine. And all I want to do is sit in a jacuzzi and die, right? Oh, well, I don't want to get up the next day and run a marathon.
Oh,
this is what you're considering doing.
Actually, we went back to the room and I fell asleep on the bed for about an hour.
That's not enough.
And she took a long shower and then woke me up, or I kind of woke up on my own, and we were like, okay, time to go back out to
the parks. There is not an Epsom salts or muscle relaxants or whatever to make that right. But you do what you got to do.
I
want you to do it, and I want you to be successful. I just want you to know what you're getting into.
I just...
That's Oh.
I just need some my fan support out there on the trail.
All right, I'm behind you, I guess. I'll be your athletic supporter, but only to some degree. I can't
just need,
sanction it.
You know, it's all about the bling, baby.
I understand the medals are very enticing. I've got plenty of them. I've posted plenty of pictures of my medals. I'm very proud of those freaking medals. They're fun.
Do you know? So here it is. We got to the park on Thursday to go pick up our bags at the expo.
Uh-huh.
And everybody had ran the 5K, so they already had 5K medals. And so you saw some people with those. And those are plastic. They're rubber. It's a family run. And so kids are getting them, and they don't want kids swinging them around, hitting each other in the head, I guess.
Whatever.
So then the next day, you see everybody with the 10K medals.
Yeah.
And they're all around the park with their 10K medals.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, they got two medals. They got the plastic one, and then they got the metal one. And we're looking at them as they're going, oh, yeah, we're running the dopey.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, what the hell's this dopey thing? Oh, yeah, we're running the 5K, the 10K, the half marathon, the marathon. We're like, what the fuck? We're like,
it's a lot. It's a lot of running. It's a lot of prep. It's a lot of planning. It's a lot of training. It's a lot of recuperation in a short period of time.
We're like, where's our medals? We want some medals.
All right. So. Well, you're coming in September. We're going to do the half together.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm going to try to go to Florida next year to do... I could commit to the 10K and the half, probably. Yeah. I can't commit to the half and the marathon.
Right.
I just don't know how. I've done one marathon and it damn near killed me, so
well,
I don't know.
Well, I just figure even if you just do the half, you'll... I mean, even if you don't do the 10K and all that stuff because of... might be cost prohibitive. That's the only thing.
Right. So. We'll have to talk about it.
Right.
So that continues on our conversation about New Year's resolutions from a couple weeks ago, right? Where that was your resolution to get through the half marathon, which you did. Now you're more than emboldened to go forward. So I'm all supporting for you. Just don't blow out your knee.
That is actually the biggest thing is my knees. And I understand they have some tape that I can use for these longer runs.
Okay. What about those socks, those compression socks or whatever?
Yeah, those are good for your calves. But apparently they have this stuff that you put over your knee and you learn how to put it on right. And if you run long distances, your knee won't move around and you won't get pain in your knee. But if I do have pain in my knee, forget about it. I won't be running no marathon.
All right. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed for you.
Yeah. So.
Well, has that wrapped us up?
I think we're just about wrapped up here. Let's see. We talked about Christy Gate and Bill de Blasio Pizza Gate.
Keep using your fork, Bill. I'm all for it.
17 signs you're in a serious relationship with your tech device. Your
family. Honey, I have something to tell you.
Yeah. 10 scientifically proven ways to be happy.
Blow it out your ass.
Right. Crazy national days that fall on every day of the year.
I didn't vote for any of them.
A little bit of Oscar nominations.
Bradley Cooper, Kit, and let's do it. Christian Bale, come on.
Christian Bale, he did. I didn't even know it was Christian Bale until the end of the movie. I was like, that was Christian Bale?
With that comb over and the punchy stomach?
I thought he had hair.
In life, he does, but he's an actor.
Well, he pulled it off good to me.
And Cooper, too. Bradley Cooper's amazing.
Yeah.
And, damn hot. Hotter than Emma Thompson.
Oh, well, hey. I'm just saying, she pulled that thing off really well.
Tom Hanks.
I'm not saying Tom Hanks needs an Oscar. I'm saying that she needs an Oscar. Tom Hanks really was a supporting actor. She's the star of that movie.
All right.
You need to see that movie.
She's not hot, though.
We're talking about acting.
No, I was talking about hotness.
You know, Amy Adams can win now that Emma Thompson's not
her
there.
Her boobs, like I said, have to win.
Oh, well, I think Amy Adams, when you see Amy Adams in that movie, American Hustle, she just really did such a great job.
She's great. No, I did see it. I loved it.
Wasn't she? I mean, she was truly in a zone.
Yes. Pencil test and all.
Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah. And then we talked about the half marathon. All right. Well, for TJ Talks, I am Jeff.
And I'm Teresa.
And we will chat with you later.
Talk at you later.
Can you just say to me, come paint me like one of your French girls?